Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford, and once again, it's Maxwell House coffee time. May we come in?
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir, under the baton of Carmen Dragon, this is Toby Reed, and your hostess is Frances Langford.
It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you want to make a showing, and you know you've got to ride away, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. Oh, it's a good day from morning till night.
Thank you very much. This half hour is a program for you, the 130 million Americans who make up the friendliest country on earth. 130 million neighbors spread out north and south, east and west from the Lincoln Highway. You who hear songs and remember them and make them hits. You who are proud of that country and your own special part of it and love to sing about it. You know what I mean, don't you? Songs like California, Here I Come, I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Frances, how about this one?
Oh, yes, Carolina in the Morning. A lovely place to sing about. You know about mornings in Carolina, don't you? How the sun stretches and yawns his way up into the universe. How the trees busily preen themselves and twitch their leaves into place. How the flowers and the grasses do their calisthenics in the morning breezes. You walk along, you take a deep breath, and you can't help thinking, nothing could be finer than this, nothing in the world.
Strolling with his girlie when the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawn.
If I had a Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Carolina in the Morning. Ever wonder how a hit tune like this one gets born? That's right, it starts at the piano, usually with the composer just fooling around, trying a tune this way and that, until he picks out a very grand melody indeed. Then he sets the melody in a suitable key, not too high and not too low, just right for most of us to sing. And next he harmonizes it with chords and interesting musical devices. And just like that, he's got Carolina in the Morning, a tune the whole country takes to its heart. Now, as you can see, behind every step in the composition of a song is the hand of a master skillfully blending various qualities to bring you listening enjoyment. And so, too, behind each step in the making of Maxwell House Coffee is the skill of master craftsmen. blending premium Latin American coffees to bring you that famous good to the last drop flavor. Our experts choose Manizales for mellowness, Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramanga's for full body. And the result? Coffee at the very peak of perfection. So good it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So friends, why not enjoy great coffee at its flavor peak? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Remember 1931, Toby?
Do I remember 1931? I'll say I do, Francis.
What was going on the American scene?
Well, there was a depression, and there were fires, floods, droughts, and prohibition.
Bad year, huh?
It was an interesting year. Gandhi was in and out of jail. Theodore Dreiser slapped Sinclair Lewis. A 19-year-old Persian cat died in Los Angeles.
They frequently do at that age.
This cat was a cat of property. She had inherited a home and a $15,000 trust fund. Ah, 1931 was an interesting year, all right. It was the year Edison died, the year the George Washington Bridge opened, and Edward G. Robinson became Little Caesar. The gals were wearing mesh stockings and empress hats, and the guys were wearing shirts, ties, and suits. They both liked Amos and Andy and Rudy Valley and Janet Gaynor, and they loved this certain lady. Remember?
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you, my heart has been yearning for you. What else could any heart do? Lady of Spain, I'm appealing. Why should my lips be concealing? All that my eyes are revealing. Lady of Spain, I love
sentimental people, so naturally love songs play a mighty big part in the American scene. This love song that you're about to hear is for you who are young in heart or young in memory. It's for the Bobby Soxers who danced to it last night and again today. It's for their elders who will hear it and reach out for someone's hand. In other words, it's for you if you're ready for your first love or if you have found your last. And here is our very lovely star, Frances Langford, to sing.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, I see you standing there. I'll lock my heart. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay. If you're not there to share each lovely day, and through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart.
Many things. It's the street you live on, the places you remember, the things you dream about. It's the things you laugh over and sometimes cry over. It's the things you like to do.
That's right, like taking your girl dancing or to the movies or to a baseball game.
Oh, brother, those baseball games. The boyfriend calls you up. He's the light of your eyes, so naturally you say, "Thank you so much, Toby. I just love to go to the baseball game." No, really, I was just saying to Dad last night, I was saying it's been simply ages since I've seen a good old baseball game. I'm the outdoor type, you know. Okay, see you at 2. So long.
Was that Toby, Francis?
Himself, Mother. I've got to get downtown right away before the stores close. I have to have a new dress.
A new dress for a baseball game?
Of course. You don't think I can just go in any old rag, do you? Did Pop ever take you to a baseball game?
Well, he did once. But once is about as often as a man ever takes a woman to a baseball game.
Do you think it means anything, you know, anything special? After all, a guy doesn't just ask anybody to go to a game, does he?
No, I don't think so.
I'd better have a new hat, too. The whole thing becomes a big production. You get a new dress and a new hat and a new pair of shoes with high platforms. You spend hours getting ready, and you're ready right on the dot of 2.
At 2 o'clock, you pull up in front of her house. You've got on your oldest clothes and a baseball cap you stole from your kid brother. She opens the door.
Hello, Toby.
And you nearly fall flat on your face. Hey, what are you all dressed up for?
The baseball game. Like me?
Honey, I'm crazy about you, but that hat. You aren't going to the ball game in that hat.
What's the matter with the hat?
Well, nothing. It's just too busy being a hat.
But, Toby, I bought it just for you.
You look at her standing there, and a great big tear rolls out of her eye and down her face. And you're sunk to feel like a heel.
I'll take the hat off.
No, 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 honey, you wear it. Oh, it looks beautiful. Why, that hat's a knockout. You know, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
I'll save it for some other time. After looking at yours, I can see it's not quite the thing for a baseball game.
You think to yourself, now that's a girl. And you make up your mind that you'll like that hat when she does wear it, if it kills you. So you start off.
Toby, you put my lipstick and compact in your pocket, will you? There isn't room in my purse.
All right, come on, we've got to get out there.
My comb, too. Gosh, it's nice that men have lots of pockets.
So you start out, weighted down. You think to yourself, just give me patience and I'll never do it again. Just see me through this thing and I swear I'll never ask her to another ball game as long as I live. So you finally get underway.
You're awfully quiet, Toby. What are you thinking about?
Boy, I hope someone hits a homer today.
I hope so, too. Speaking of homes, have you seen those cute little GI houses over in the valley? If you're a vet, you can get one, and you being a vet and all, I thought maybe...
Lamb's pitching, and with luck, he might hit a homer himself.
You think to yourself, maybe I'll do better at the game. After all, he won't have to think about driving then.
You have to park several blocks from the ballpark because you're late. You walk along through the dust, and you kick it up in dry, exciting little spurts because you feel so doggone good. You can hear the roar from the stands gradually coming closer. And that wonderful smell of hot dogs and popcorn.
The dust gets in your nose and your throat. You can feel your hair go limp and your mascara begin to melt as you walk deeper and deeper into the sticky summer smell of hot dogs and popcorn. You look at the character on your left, grinning as he scuffs along, and you think, but for you, I could be at home in a cool hammock with a book.
You look at her and you think, she's loving every minute of this. I'm sorry, I thought I might not bring her next week. I'll bring her every week. You climb up into the stands. The game is just starting.
You climb across thousands of people to get to your seats. And you sit down, and you think he'll sit down, and now we'll have a chance to talk. That's what you think.
Hit it, you dope! Smack it over the fence! Don't let him worry you! Sock it, baby! Sock it! Hey! Oh, there's a real hit! Run to Uncle Rich, you livers! Attaboy, run! Burn up that dust! Go on! Keep going! Run, 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 run! Throw those bones forward! Attaboy! Slide forward! Yowie! He made it! Francis, he made it!
Good for him. Toby, do you like my hair better up or down?
Don't you understand? Hogue just made a home run. Boy, did he burn up that diamond.
Diamond?
Francis, don't you even know what a diamond is?
Of course I know what a diamond is. Jimmy gave Anne a perfectly beautiful diamond when they were engaged. A solitaire. I love solitaires, don't you?
You give up trying to explain the game. You figure she's never going to understand, so why exasperate yourself? But you forget all about her in a few minutes anyhow.
You sit there. You know he's forgotten all about you, but you don't care. You look at him jumping up and down and screaming with the rest of the fellas around him, and you think, they're all kids at heart, and it's sort of nice that they never completely grow up. And you look around at the stadium full of people, all staring with agonized concentration at the ball players, and you think, it's nice to be here, to share the excitement and the fun. And you wonder why you didn't like the smell of the hot dogs and the popcorn before, because they smell wonderful. And suddenly the guy that brought you turns around, and he says the most beautiful thing in the world to you.
Francis, would you like a hot dog?
Thank you so much, Toby. I'd love one.
Oh, baby, you're terrific. How do you like the game?
I love it.
Would you like to come again next week?
I certainly would.
I thought you'd like it. You know, the minute I first saw you, I said, now there's the kind of a girl a fella could take any place, even to a baseball game. I've seen those GI houses. They're terrific, Francis. And they've got room in the back for the kids to play baseball.
Oh, Toby.
Ah, there's nothing like a baseball game in the whole world.
No, nothing like it in the whole world. Nothing so gay, so wonderful, so downright American as two kids sitting in the bleachers, learning about sport and fair play, and people in general, themselves in particular, in America on a summer afternoon.
For it's wonderful,
take me out to the ball game. You know, Francis, all this talk about baseball helps me make a point about Maxwell House coffee.
I get it, Toby. Baseball and Maxwell House, over the years, both have become a mighty real part of the American scene.
Right, Francis. Just as baseball is our national game, so coffee is our national drink. And it's a fact worth remembering that today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains this popularity story, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection itself. Yet with all this extra flavor and goodness, remember, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. You get so much more for so little more. No wonder with more than 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, the nation's favorite coffee brand is Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Broadway is a part of the American scene. Color, drama, lights, activity, crowds milling up and down, hot dogs, gardenias, newsboys, and restaurants. Carnival and Great White Way, honky-tonks, movies, peddlers, Bobby saucers, and stars. Street of heartbreak, street of triumph. Broadway, land of make-believe. Hits and flops, raspberries and accolades, kisses and applause. Among the bright and glittering hits this year is the whimsical, rollicking story of a leprechaun and his magic, Finian's Rainbow. Carmen Dragon, who knows a little about magic himself, waves his baton, and with the help of the beautiful voice of Eloise and our choir, we take you to Broadway and Finian's Rainbow.
This isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. The moon go around, and cows jumping over. There's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. I'm feeling like the apple on top of William Bell. With this I cannot grapple, because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on clouds, I'm riding on rainbows. Kiss your hand and this isn't love. Oh, baby,
and this isn't love. Down to Donegal, through Killybeg, Killarney, and Kildare. How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there?
not to see me there. So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way and each lad that comes a whistling to Raleigh.
Inviting you to be with us again next week at Maxwell House Coffee Time. We'll have more words and music for you, so we hope you'll join us over your Maxwell House coffee cups. And now for Toby Reed, Eloise, Carmen Dragon, the orchestra, the choir, and myself, good night.
Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Breakfast been an awful shamble? Why the scramble? Get instant Maxwell House. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. Thrifty, too. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Say instant Maxwell House. For coffee that's instantly good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.